the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Oh yeah.
On the road again.
That's a great big good morning.
I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
I wonder if he's still on the road running from the IRS. Romy, do you know? Did he ever even up with the government?
He's been laying pretty low.
With a group like that on your tail, you stay on the road a lot.
He probably got them all to partake in his daily municipal habits and rituals, and then had something to hold over their head that, yeah, you come after me, I got pictures of you doing that. Well, rope-a-doped him.
Well, good morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, a 30-year tradition. Saturday mornings, we show up every Saturday morning to do what we can about melting your anxiety away from whatever you were involved in during this past week, and have a fun, enjoyable, educational, entertaining 4 hours. As y'all know, the 7 o'clock hour is our hour of just Arizona Magazine-style coverage. We've got Mr. John Eisenhower, our certified tree arborist, coming in at 8 o'clock, talking about anything you'd like to know about trimming or fertilizing or caring for your trees and prepping them for the upcoming monsoon season. Hey, Romy, I don't know if you saw it. Jennifer saw it. The gray sky out to the southeast last night looked very monsoony.
A little hope in those clouds.
The little blue-gray. I saw it the first time yesterday.
Driving home last night over the mountains, I could see lightning.
Still no rain in the forecast. It looks like it's still a week out. But, suffering through 115, 116, 118 degree temperatures, you know that's like a vacuum just bringing the moisture up. So it's coming. Everybody, keep the faith. 9 o'clock hour will be open. Topic for any project you're trying to tackle in, out, and about around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And at 10 o'clock, we're going to talk about ceiling fans. Yep.
Look out.
For a whole hour, we're going to talk about ceiling fans. And you think it's going to be a boring hour. You can't believe all the things you need to know about ceiling fans. Air volume, air velocity, one blade, five blade, 30-inch, 52-inch, or 74-inch. We're going to cover that at 10 o'clock. It's going to change the way you buy and use ceiling fans. But this hour, Romy, do you think John Eisenhower would be mad if we just kept our 7 o'clock hour through the 8 o'clock hour?
Not if he couldn't come in and ask his own questions. I think he'd be just as involved with it as we will be.
We have brought in a world-famous Arizona author for the purpose of promoting the Payson Book Festival coming up in 2 weeks, right?
That's right. It's July 22nd in Payson. The Payson Book Festival, put on by the Rim Country Chapter of Arizona Professional Writers. It's that Saturday is the 22nd. Saturday. It's from 9 to 3:30. It's at the, how do you say it, Mazatzal?
Mazatzal.
Okay, Hotel and Casino. And there's all kinds of, you can meet and greet the authors. You can engage right there with them. There's books for adults. There's book for kids. There's all the authors are Arizona authors. And it's just, and they've got classes, though. I have to tell you, the author roundtables where you get to sit and talk with them and listen to them, they're already full.
Yeah.
So if it sounds interesting, you might want to get on there and sign up for next year.
Fantastic. Well, we have an Arizona author with us, a guy I've really always been secretly jealous of, envious of his position. Man, you can write. Roger Naylor, thank you for taking the time to join us here at Rosie on the House.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And thanks for the kind words.
Well, I've read you in the Republic for years, Arizona Highways for a long time, and I always thought, how do you get a job? I hike a lot, too. How do you get a job where you just write about hiking and make a living at that? You and Robert Steve and Wynn Holden, none of you really have jobs.
Exactly. I'm just a grifter with a pencil. It's a scary scam I've got going on. I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't blow it for me. Just keep a lid on it.
Well, you are a word architect, a wordsmith. I love your writing.
Well, thank you.
I really do.
It's the only thing I wanted to do. I knew I was going to do it from the time I was a kid. As soon as I read Mark Twain for the very first time, I said, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. So when I went to college, I went to Northern Arizona University for a brief career. So by the time I was 18, I was actually one of these know-it-all teenagers that did know-it-all. I knew I was going to grow up to be a writer, and I was going to live in Arizona.
I love those stories of somebody who knows from a kid what they want to do. Those are passionate stories.
I mean, if you want to just talk about seasons, let's talk about fall. And here's what Roger has to say about fall in his book, Boots and Burgers.
Okay.
Ponder this. Autumn is the only season that uses an alias. Half the time it goes by its street name, fall. Now that tells you the season has been mixed up in some ugly stuff in the past and can't be trusted. I mean, where do you come up with that kind of stuff?
On his long hikes.
I spend a lot of time hiking on the trail. You got a lot of things buzzing around in my head.
Do you carry a pencil and paper?
I do. I have a little notebook with me, and I scribble things down. Yeah. And I'm a very old-fashioned guy. I know people do use their phones and recorders and stuff. I'm still a pencil and legal pad guy and write it down, and then I type it up later and stuff.
Hallelujah. Well, for a guy that's covered as many miles of Arizona in his boots, can you name a favorite trail?
Oh, man, that's tough.
It is, isn't it?
The Wildcat Trail in Monument Valley.
Okay.
That would certainly be in my top three.
Tell us about it.
It's one of those that a lot of people don't know about. People go, and it's one I read from, it's the chapter that I read from in my book when I'm giving talks on Boots and Burgers. It was the only trail that you could take in Monument Valley without a Navajo guide.
Okay.
And it just loops around the West Mitten. It drops to the valley floor from the View Hotel, it's about 3.2 miles, makes a loop entirely around the West Mitten. And so it gives you Monument Valley all to yourself. Ooh. For those 3 miles. You're just walking out into this mystical land and making a little circle around this beautiful formation stuff. The last two times I've hiked, and I write about this in the book and stuff, as I'm coming up around the backside, there's a horse grazing. So it's me and a horse alone in Monument Valley.
Oh,
for
man.
Someone who grew up on Westerns, watching Westerns, which is the reason I wanted to move west and check out Arizona in the first place, it's incredible that, for a little while, I'm not just watching a Western, I'm living it. I'm part of it and stuff.
We tried booking the View Hotel, but boy, that's almost like getting a pass to have a supai.
Yeah, it's very tough, especially summer months. It's pretty booked up.
You got to be way out in advance.
Yeah.
But that's been on my bucket list for a long time. So the book we're talking about right now is Boots and Burgers. That's not your only book.
No.
You've got
five, actually, before,
And we'll get to this one in just a minute. But you've got historic Route 66.
Yeah, Arizona Kicks on Route 66.
Okay.
I've got Death Valley, Hottest Place on Earth. And I did a book for an amazing Scottsdale artist, Dave McGarry, Expressions in Bronze, who passed away a couple of years ago. His wife asked me to work on a project.
And that's a biography?
Yeah, it's about Dave and his process and so forth.
Okay. I have not read any of your biographies, but that's really the big reason we brought you in today, which is your newest release.
My newest is The Amazing Cole Brothers of Grand Canyon. These are some serious knuckleheads.
And you say Cole, like the Cole, name, or cold?
K-O-L-B.
Cole. Yeah. Cole Brothers.
Anyone who's hiked at the Grand Canyon, if you've been down the Bright Angel Trail, you've walked right past the Kolb Studio. That's where they started.
And it's an art studio, and then you can go in, and downstairs there's a little theater that runs kind of a continuous movie of some of their stunts and antics. And I think it's narrated by one of the Kolb. The movie's narrated by one of the Kolb brothers, isn't it?
Emery did a narration starting in 1932. The movie consists of, they showed up. Ellsworth is the oldest brother. He left Pennsylvania in 1900 with $2 in his pockets. He drove a snowplow up on Pike's Peak. He worked on the roads in Yellowstone, Yosemite, working his way west. Ended up in San Francisco, signed up on a freighter shipping to China. But before he left, he said, I think I want to go check out this hole I've heard about in Arizona. So he gets a job on the Santa Fe Railroad, takes him to Williams. Now he's almost broke. He walks 50 miles along the tracks and then flags down the train, pays a reduced fare, rides the cushion to the Grand Canyon, falls in love, gets a job chopping wood at the Bright Angel Hotel, which at that time was just tent cabins. His younger brother, Emery, writes him, says, hey, he'd started doing some photography. He said, hey, if you come across a good photography situation, let me know. Ellsworth going, well, I think I got one for you.
Wow.
So he gets Emery comes out and joins him. They're both out here by 1902. The railroad had just arrived at the Grand Canyon a couple of weeks before Ellsworth got here.
Can you imagine?
So
I just want to know how the letter found him.
Can you? Yeah.
This guy's at Pikes Peak, San Francisco, or San Diego, Grand Canyon. How'd this letter find him?
That's true. How you track a guy down. Like, can you imagine being one of 15 people or 20 people enjoying the canyon?
It'll never happen in our lifetime.
I'm a regular visitor to the canyon, and it's the one thing you have to just mentally block out, that I'm here alone. I go through a couple trails where you can really get alone in the Grand Canyon, and getting alone in the Grand Canyon is a special moment. You're listening to Rosie on the House. We're here with special guest Roger Naylor, Arizona author. Boots and Burgers is a great book if you like to hike around Arizona or you like to eat burgers around Arizona. Every trailhead has a burger stand close to it, and Roger has found them all for you. We're here primarily talking today about his newest book, The Amazing Kolb Brothers of the Grand Canyon. And I know Jennifer has a very special thank you to give you right after this short break.